We're back. Gotchas. Sorry for the couple weeks we've been off. I know we said we usually record stuff and then put it up. I've been so busy. I dropped the ball. I did not post the content, but we are back. We will be back every Sunday. Live chat is open. If you want to hang out with us, if you're not watching football right now and you're watching us drink beers and talk, welcome. Thank you so much.
You can do both.
Yeah, you can do both. You can enjoy a beer. So if you are drinking, first things first, put in the chat what you're having today. We have some beers. We have two miscellaneous beers, and then we're drinking everything from Frost Beer Works today. So definitely check out Frost Beer Works. I want to start off here by saying we want to thank you to our Patreon members. It's $1 or $5. Essentially what that's doing for us right now is we use a stream service called StreamYard. We have Photoshop apps. We do a bunch of stuff to try to make the podcast good, and it all costs money. And anything you guys put towards a Patreon, it's $1, $5, whatever you want to do, helps pay for those bills and helps the network keep going and growing. So we want to thank you to Tommy B, the Tree of Life Metaphysical Shop, Hireth in Other Words, Jay Horror, and Austin Blackwell for donating and helping us out with that. If you do that, we will get a shout out. We have some cool content coming up soon, especially with our Discord. So we'll talk about that in a little bit here. And we want to thank our sponsors, which now we have three sponsors. Really exciting. So first off, we want to do our first sponsor, Abaddon Tattoo Studio, a unique professional experience nestled in the small town of Pine Grove, Pennsylvania, and also Pottsville, Pennsylvania. They provide high quality tattoos and piercings in a relaxed, professional, and sterile environment. Our next sponsor here is going to be this podcast and network is powered by Poddex. Poddex are a unique interview and question episode starting prompts in the palm of your hand. So whether you're a new podcaster or an existing podcaster looking to grow your audience and get more engagement, you're going to want to check out poddex.com. Use code IWEPNETWORK for 10% off your first order. And we get a little bit of a kickback for that. So if you want to check them out, go for it. They also have an app you can download. And it's fun sparking conversations. I said twice now on two podcasts that we're going to maybe try out one of the virtual decks. I think there's a beer one. So remind me at some point to try a pod deck out.
Pod deck.
And then our next one, Tree of Life Shop. We are dedicated to providing a high quality metaphysical and holistic goodies to you. Not only are we an online presence, but we have a brick and mortar shop located in Ringtown, Pennsylvania. We have something for everyone, so stop in, shop online, and come see what you find. Come grow with us. So Tree of Life, thank you all to our sponsors. If you'd like to sponsor us, let us know. We'll do a little ad reading here. Anything helps us grow, like we said before. Check out our brand new website. Go to www.iwepnetwork.com. It links you to all of our shows, including Truth Behind Illusion, Not Cool in High School, Tornado Tag Podcast, Interviews with Everyday People, Welcome Back, Hireth in Other Words, and We Like Professional Wrestling. They're all on there. It'll take you to their merch pages. Make sure to do us a favor. Leave us a review if you're listening on Apple or anywhere you get your audio. Follow, subscribe, hit a like, anything like that helps engagement to get us out there. If you're watching this live now, once again, hit share, help us out, come talk to us. Live chat is open and we're off to the races, boys. Welcome back. How we doing?
Hell yeah. Good.
That's a lot of housekeeping there in the beginning. We were talking before about maybe the style of the show is going to change a little bit. We're still going to focus on the beers. We're going to talk about them. We're not going to go in super depth as much as before, like, oh, we feel like they'll be there, but that's not the main premise now. I want this to be more or less like a buddy podcast with beer involved. So we're going to be talking like movies and stuff like that. Like, well, we said before,
I have lots of opinions right now.
and we were talking Halloween movies before the cameras turned on and we had to tell each other to shut up.
We wasted half our content just bullshitting. So yeah, we're going to have to we'll bring it back.
Which is exciting.
We're going to talk about horror movies a bit.
You were such a movie guy. So that's the thing. Like, we don't know much. We know a little bit about Bob, but every show I feel like we get more out of you, which is super exciting for me.
What about Bob?
You know what I mean? Yeah. it's exciting. Like Bill, I've known Bill for a little bit, but there's I know Bill likes beer and horror movies. You know what I mean?
That's about it.
Yeah. So we get to learn more about each other, which is super exciting. So, yeah. So our first beer, we will talk about beers as well. So let's get our first one here. This is Neon City. This is a Hong Kong Pale Ale. Tell us about it, Bob.
All right. So I got this at Sabatini's a while back, up in Exeter. Fantastic bottle and pizza shop for anyone who's not familiar with it. Neon City is from the Young Master Brewery from Hong Kong. It is considered an international pale ale. Comes in at 5.2%. It's been logged in 344 times.
Is this from Sori?
No, from Young Master.
No, search Young Master Neon and it should pop up.
There it is.
It's been logged in 344 times. I had one friend have it. It's because I bought a six-pack and gave him a bottle. Neon City is a versatile pale ale suitable for all-day and all-season drinking. Accents of mandarin peel and bergamot reflects our home city, Hong Kong's dual Chinese and English heritage. These bright citrusy notes layered on an elegantly balanced pale ale pairs perfectly with a wide range of Asian flavors. The profile is light, citrus, hoppy, sweet, and refreshing. And we had had a beer with Earl Grey beer. I can't remember who brought it in with bergamot on it before, and that's what caught me with this one. I thought the bergamots really stood out, and this was made it pretty good.
Yeah, this is really nice. Like, it's super crisp, citrusy. The bergamot's nice. Like, I love Earl Grey tea, so...
It's your ghost.
Yeah, I had an Earl Grey mead from a place in Lehigh Valley a while back. It was really good too.
That's fucking fantastic. That's really See? Like and I would drink these all day in Hong Kong.
And that's with using the peels in there, with them being the Mandarin oranges instead of full size oranges. Yeah, something like that. It adds a sweetness to it too that I don't think would normally be there. I really like this one. I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah, I'm kind of bummed that there was only this one. One taster of it.
I'm impressed. I mean, it's from Hong. It's from China, right?
I have one bottle left. If you want the last one,
okay. Yeah, bring it.
I'll bring it next. Like, show.
And it clearly traveled well too. It was imported in Connecticut. Yeah, it's brewed in Hong Kong. I mean, it made it here, and it's I don't know how old it is, but it's very good.
Why are we not showing on Twitter right now? Interesting. All right, sorry. Go ahead.
Probably because I'm banned. Yeah. My account's
they're like, fucking Bob, he's trying to backdoor us here. It's showing on IWP Network that we're live. Who knows? I was just going to tag Frost just so if they are on Facebook. But so, Andy, you said you have a lot of opinions. Let's get into them. Let's talk. We won't get too much into Halloween because we are going to cover that on... Not Cool in High School this Tuesday. The Tuesday after, because this week's TBI. But yeah, so you've both seen the new Halloween Kills without spoiling it or anything like that. What is your opinions on it? What did you think?
I liked it. There's a lot of hate floating around for it, but I mean, it's literally like, I don't know what people want. Like, the story's a little convoluted and less than what from the first one, but not that, I mean, for the first new sequel, but I mean, that really was that any convoluted either. I mean, Michael Myers is in prison for 40 years and then gets out and finds Laurie Strode again. But I mean, so I liked it.
I thought it was a lot of fun. It was enjoyable.
It's better than most of the sequels.
Yeah.
Like any of the other ones. It's better than both the Rob Zombie bullshit ones. If you just want to see Michael Myers brutalize people for an hour and 45 minutes, then it's a good movie.
Yeah, it is 100% your movie if that's what you want.
Nice. Did you see Jamie Lee Curtis rocking the Fright Rag shirt?
Yep.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Did you see her show up dressed as her mom for the premiere? That's fucking sick.
She wore Psycho. The Psycho.
She dressed like her mom did in Psycho.
The Mahoning on, I don't know if it's Halloween Day or Halloween Eve, are doing a double feature of Psycho and Halloween 2.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. That's awesome.
That's the same day as the show, though, isn't it?
Yeah. So you'll be busy.
Yeah.
Well, I won't be able to go Friday, I think, because I'm doing stuff with the Sanctuary.
Yeah, I won't be able to go Friday. I'll probably go Saturday night.
Yeah, I definitely, obviously I'll be there Saturday. I want to try to get Friday. I don't know if I'm going to make it Friday, but I'm hoping to at least make it to the Deftones one that Eddie's doing. So,
yeah.
But we'll see what happens.
Bob, where do you lie in the horror movie rank? Like, are you a horror movie fan?
To a degree. Movies isn't something that I've kept up with over the years as I would have liked to. It's something that just kind of fell off the radar while I was in the military.
Mm-hmm.
Once in a while, something still grabs my eye, but Halloween, I don't think I saw any of them after number 3. We're streaming at home now.
Halloween,
I'll be catching up.
On Halloween 3, we were talking about this before the show. Halloween 3 gets so much hate because it's not Michael Myers, but it's a cool fucking movie.
It is. I've
It's like a sci-fi horror movie. I keep making this joke. I posted it on Not Cool in High School, but like Halloween 3 is a better James Bond movie than the new James Bond movie. It just says Tom Atkins banging chicks and drinking.
Yep.
Well, speaking of James Bond, you went and seen the new movie.
Yeah. I fucking hated it.
Hated it. What without the spoilers, what were some of your beefs?
The villains sucked. I mean, that's a hallmark of James Bond. You're supposed to have good villains. The fucking villain from Quantum of Solace is better than this, and that's like the worst Craig movie until this one. The villains suck. The plot's stupid. The ending, it was awful. They add a bunch of shit that then like kind of retcon it already and toward the end of the movie. And yeah, I don't like it.
Not into it. Now, where do you think it lies where it comes like, well, never mind. We can't really ask that question because of possible spoilers, but like, where do you think it goes from here? Where do you want it to go from here? You're talking about, there's about three books that haven't been done
there's
yet.
There's a few of the original books that haven't been done yet. I can't remember what it's like. Carte Blanche, 007 in New York, I think is a book as well. And there's one other one. It's like something about a woman. I can't remember. But what I think would be cool, because I mean, we all know, regardless of spoilers or ending, like this was Daniel Craig's last one. So who's going to be Bond next?
Yep.
So, and everyone who they wanted to be Bond they're too old for it now. So I think it'd be kind of cool to go back to the original setting of the books, like post-World War II. I think it would be pretty sick.
Kind of like a young Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
That's coming. we are getting another Indiana Jones movie.
Heard there's going to be time travel or something in it.
Yeah, I'm into it.
There's only three Indiana Jones movies.
And more aliens this time.
Yeah, there's only three Indiana Jones movies.
We need the aliens. We need all of the aliens.
I don't remember an Indiana Jones movie with aliens in it.
No. The Crystal Skulls.
There's only three Indiana Jones movies.
Oh.
The one where he hid in the fridge.
That's not during
the nuclear blast.
There's only three Indiana Jones. Last Crusade was the last one.
Well, yeah, I guess it would make sense because the word last is in there. So it's the last.
All right. Well, let's talk about
that. Four doesn't exist.
Yeah. let's talk about the one. People are like, wow, you guys are drinking 40 ounces today. That's pretty exciting.
That's when I didn't see the label. I'm like, yo, we're in Bach, like an old English.
Well, what are we drinking, Bob?
This one, it's called The One. This is from Cerveceria Nacional in the Dominican Republic. They're the fine folks that bring us Presidente.
Ooh.
This is it. They're not very eloquent about it on the app there, but my interpretation of this is their take to make a Corona clone.
Okay, this is new for them, right?
I'm gonna say it's been out maybe 3 years at the most. I honestly don't believe it's distributed in the United States. I may be wrong there. I myself have not seen it here. I've only had it while I was there, and one of my friends went down and brought this back for me. So this bottle actually also traveled very well.
Nice.
This came back in somebody's luggage. Yeah.
Nice.
That's always a scare when you're doing bottles.
Yeah. So we had a Hong Kong beer, and then we had a Dominican Republic beer, starting off international. We're doing. Sorry, I want to just let people know who are watching. I'm not ignoring everybody at the table. I'm posting our stuff on social media and tagging the brewery. So fingers crossed, maybe they'll join in and say hi. Doubt it, but we'll talk more about it. We only had that ever happen once, so who knows?
But yeah, Halloween Kills. Watch it. Like I liked it. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know what you're looking for out of a.
Yeah,
Michael Myers movie. It's definitely better than all of the other sequels, except for maybe the original two.
and out of one that's in the middle of a trilogy that they said we're making three, and that's it. We are not going to continue.
Mm-hmm. This is good. I like this a lot.
This is great. I mean, for it is what it. I can picture myself on a beach in the Dominican Republic drinking this.
Yeah, if I went to the DR, I actually would probably go with this over Presidente.
I think I might too.
Yeah.
Yep. Sinners. Sinners.
Yeah. I mean, I like Presidente. I don't like Presidente Light.
I don't know. I got to try them next to each other, I think.
Yeah, but this is good. It tastes good. It's easy drinking. I'm into it.
Now, do they serve it with a lime like Corona, too?
I hope
not. They did not in any of the places where I had it, but I can't imagine that it didn't take long before people started saying, where's my lime? And
it kind of already feels like it has it in it. Like it has like a little bit of a zest to it. Like I feel like
I agree with you. I think there's a touch of that there too.
Yeah. I already kind of taste it. A little bit of a lime taste.
No, it's good. I like it.
All right.
Definitely easy drinker. So there are international.
It's exciting.
Beers.
We are recording a two episode today. When the second one will air, who knows? We still have a few more in the chamber that we're going to start putting out. So next Sunday and stuff like that. I will be more consistent with that. I do apologize. So when you do watch, there may be some lapses and stuff. But one of the things to look forward to possibly Wednesday, we're going to drop Truth Behind Illusion will be like coming out like four times this month, which is pretty exciting. Yesterday we went to Jim Thorpe. We got to explore Jim Thorpe and have some cool experiences. We'll go into a much more detail of it on Truth Behind Illusion. But I love that town. It's such a fun time. We got to go inside the prison.
Jim Thorpe's one of my favorites.
Yeah. I will say this time, the last time I went to the prison, the question I always get asked is, did you experience anything? And I said, I was so in the zone trying to make sure everything went well that I could have gotten kissed in the mouth by a ghost and I wouldn't have known.
Ghost put his dick in your mouth.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. I'm not complaining. This time we kind of like were able to like piggyback on tours. So we like went through like four or five different tours and just kind of hung out with people and just like seen what they'd experienced and heard stories and stuff like that. So like there may or may not be some things that we experienced this time, which is exciting. Even Andy says, who never ever had experience his whole life. Now it's nothing life changing, but he said it was enough to be like, this is different. Mm-hmm. Like there's something different going on right now. So that's cool. Pretty exciting because nice. Heather has never had anything and he's been craving it. You know what I mean? Dude, he was...
Like when you're craving it, though, is when you push it too hard and then you don't.
Yeah.
But maybe, hey, good for him.
It was really fun, man. We had a really good time. Hopefully it's going to be a more, like I said, an annual thing. We'll be there back more. But we may have more guests coming for Truth Behind Illusion and more locations.
Nice.
And some people said they have some spooky places that they would invite us to. So who knows?
We still need to redo our Gettysburg idea that got the kibosh last year because of COVID and rent a place and do the show in the house.
I think we rent a place like in Gettysburg.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah. His last time it was like outside.
Yeah, that
right?
was yeah. But we'll plan it out a little bit better next.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You guys interested in maybe trying the old Tamaqua Italian Club?
If they're down to have us, yeah.
Well, that's sad. I don't know if you know, but it went under and it got sold. But I have an in with the people that purchased it. I'm pretty sure they'd be pretty open to that. I'll run it by them.
Cool. Are they familiar with the history and the ghosts of lore to it?
The people that own it now, no, but several paranormal shows have recorded there before.
Okay, so we'll just have to do our research and do it. Yeah, if they're down to have us, we'll do it. That'd be fun. There's a few haunted breweries that are on our list, too, that we want to experience.
Boobs?
And go. Huh?
Boobs?
Yeah. Did I say boobs?
No, Boobs Brewing.
Yeah. I thought you said boobs.
Oh, yeah, with the caverns, yeah.
Yeah, it's got fucking like catacombs and shit. Do you guys want to go stick with the lighter stuff and do this lager first, or do you want to jump into these IPAs and use this as a palate cleanser? What do you want to do?
It's your call.
What do you think? What do you think, Bob? You want to do it in this order, or do you want to?
Doesn't matter to me.
Combine enough. The TBI and bang a beer, drink local brews, and then take a Gettysburg trip. That's essentially what we did last time.
Yeah.
We got drunk at Fourscore and then walked around. Yeah.
And that's the worst ghost tour we've ever been on.
Oh, it was horrible. I walked away from it. I was like, I'm done. I can't do this no more. Sweet old man, but I couldn't do it no more. Paul in the chat, he's on YouTube. So if you want to join in the conversation, talk with Paul. He helped out yesterday. Very, very helpful. He took some photos. It was just an overall fun day. I fucking love Jim. I love Jim Thorpe. It's just a great town. But yeah, we had a really, really good time. You'll get to hear more of that later. I actually just uploaded all the footage, so I'm going to edit it soon after this. But all right, well, let's get into the meat and potatoes of our episode. These two beers will not be ranked in the beer the episode. These are just kind of like
bonus beers.
And the Frost ones were really the ones we score, our favorite Frost one. But this was part of your vacation trip. Bob brought home. He has a shit ton of beer.
Bob did some damage in New England.
You went in the paint. Tell us about your trip.
Took a week's vacation, 7 days on the road. First beer, last beer were each in my kitchen. And in between those, I had beers in 30 breweries in six other states.
Holy shit, dude.
I went on vacation with Bob.
Yeah, right. So it was 30 breweries, 11 bars or restaurants, two distilleries, a hotel, and I actually managed to put down a couple beers on a ship.
Nice.
That's so
Bob
sick.
Did some fucking work. Holy shit.
You brought home, you took a picture of your pool that you brought for like beers for the episode, for the show, and it's just like, holy Hannah, we got content coming. Yeah. But so this is Frost Brew Works. Where exactly on your trip was this?
This is in Hinesburg, Vermont. I can't remember if this was from day 3 or day 4. Nice place. Everyone there seemed pretty sure that they have distro in Pennsylvania, so we'll just have to keep our eyes open for it.
Okay.
The grounds where they are, or it's all developed now. Apparently, at one time, there used to be an apple orchard there. There's still several old crab apple trees that aren't maintained anymore. They were all in fruit while we were there, sitting out back. I spent about 20 minutes talking with part of the staff. Everybody seemed pretty excited about having the beers be on the show. So I asked them to specifically pick a 4-pack, and these were all people that worked up front at the service end, and they went back and they had one of the brewers actually pick these out. So this is the brewer's choice we're doing here today.
Well, I'm very happy that they picked a lager. Without even knowing us, that's a fan favorite at the table here. We love our lagers and pilsners. So, this is the first one we're trying. This is the lager. It is a 4.5 ABV American lager, American juice and lager.
Badger.
Yeah.
Badger.
From, has a wrestling reference. We got to get one of those.
Juice and Thunder.
Yeah. Frost Light. So,
this is, I'm in.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an all-dare. It just says a fine pilsner with a little flavor, and it's right. I wouldn't say a little. I think this has a lot
of flavor to it. Flavor for how it. Light it is, it's
malty. I get a touch of corn.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. This is good. This is I would buy a case of this and just have it in the fridge and just.
This is a great just backyard barbecue beer, or just want something nice to go down easy.
Nice 4.5. Yeah. That can chill with you all day.
Is it a football beer?
Yeah.
Yep. Since it's. That's
a good one. Yeah, good football beer.
Yeah.
Because it's not super heavy, and you can like eat food with it while you're like. It's not like it's gonna fill you up really heavy. It's a banger. It has 137 check-ins. That's it front tap, which is kind of crazy. And it averages a 3.77. Yeah, I'm with it on it. I think it's a good beer. You guys killed it with this one. Thank you for picking a lager. That bonus points for Frost.
That says a lot, too, if the brewer has faith in
a light lager.
Yeah. A light lager to be one that people are going to like. Because
it's not a hazy boy.
A lot of brewers will go and order a pilsner or a lager from a new place versus like an IPA.
And that's usually
you can hide a lot of stuff with.
All like the adjuncts and shit. Yeah. Hops, yeah. That's been my thing lately is I'll go toward the lagers and pilsners when I go to a new brewery, and then I'll go to the IPAs and stuff.
Yeah, same here. I go with the one where I can sit down, enjoy myself, get in, see what, like, if I'm not trying to be mean, but if you fuck up a lager or a pil, not to say they're easier beers to make, but if you can't get that one down, I'm going to be really sketchy on how your other ones are going to be. Did they tell you... why they came up with the name Frost?
No, that didn't come up in the conversation.
I'm curious.
Everyone there, though, super friendly people. All the beer that I had while I was there was great. Everyone seemed excited about an opportunity to have their beers reviewed on the show. Hopefully you'll get some feedback from them.
Oh, we would love to have them.
And that is another place that I'm not sure where, but somewhere there, because I gave it to them, there is a Bangin' Beers podcast sticker.
That's sick. We just got new ones. We got Big Boys in. So if you guys want a new sticker, like we have a bunch of them. This is the sticker bottle. My Aunt Mary in the chat says, anyone like wheat beers? So I'm guessing she went and bought a bunch of wheat beers and is not into them. So she's trying to pawn them off. We'll take any beers you want, Mary.
There's some good wheat beers out there.
I want to do a podcast in her basement because her basement's fantastic. And the problem is she's not, they like their beers. They'll drink beers. but she is like a tequila person.
Oh yeah.
So she has tequilas from all over the world. They like they're big in their like they have a their stock of like spirits is out of control. I don't touch it because I want to walk home. You know what I mean? Or I want to get home. But I always said like one of these days I want to do an episode in her basement with her and my uncle Dennis. But they're super cool. But yeah, their collection is
nice
all over the world. Like Jamaica, all like they have a cool collection. Some of the tequilas they have is really fun. Oh, there it is. Come on over, boys. One Sunday.
Let's do it. I'm in.
They're big into football. They have and my uncle Dennis is a huge Miami Dolphins fan, so you guys will fit in just well. Yeah. So yeah, here's they made the Frost Beer Works has made 81 beers. It's on Untappd. And the number one right now that's looking like is averages a 4.20, and it's at the table, so that's pretty exciting. Yeah, and they average a 4.07 overall as a brewery, which is super, super cool.
But yeah, this is super nice. Like I said, it's a football beer. I mean, or baseball, or hockey, or
soccer,
or golf.
See myself on the back porch after mowing the lawn, or yeah, the leaves,
or while you're mowing the lawn.
Yeah. Oh no, Mary likes wheat beers. Oh, yeah, sorry, she's a Blue Moon. Blue Moon's a wheat beer. That's her choice is the wheat beers. Yeah, we like wheat beers. I don't mind them. Yeah, I forgot.
Depends on the wheat beer.
She does like wheat beers. I was mistaken there. But yeah, light lager. Good pick. Good pick by them.
Yes, we did. New York, Connecticut.
Remember that
Rhode
time
Island.
Remember that time I said I'm not going to do full pours.
Yeah, 4.5. Man, you'll be all right.
New Hampshire, Vermont, and then down through New York to back home again. When I planned it originally, there was going to be a day in Quebec as well, but now that we're back, they opened the border for non-essential travel. But, it was closed.
Canada's not fucking around. They weren't letting people in. They're like, no, get out of here, you dirty Americans.
Canada's not that much better.
No, definitely not.
They make you think they are.
It's like the South Park episode. You can't come over this while. I love that episode.
Or also in the video game.
Yeah, yeah. I love it. It's 8-bit. You go to Canada, it's fucking 8-bit.
Yeah. So our second one, Andy's cracking here. What do we got?
This is it looks like a standard IPA.
It just says IPA, Frost IPA. Yep. I like the simpleness of the cans. I have Junior IPA.
I have it up if you want me to do it.
Yeah.
Okay, so... smells
fantastic.
Just called IPA.
IPA it. From Frost Beer Works, Hinesburg, Vermont. It is an American IPA that comes in at 5% ABV. It's been logged 248 times. Averages a 3.81. If you just need an IPA, pick this one. An easy drinking, flavorful beverage right in your hop wheelhouse.
Now,
and the flavor profile is smooth, light, creamy, dry, and sweet.
What is the town of Hinsburg, Vermont like? Is it a bustling town? Is it a small town? Well, like what are we?
This place was back in a relatively new development, and it wasn't too far off of the highway, so it was pretty modern around it. But
how did you find it? Untappd?
Well, I mean that's kind of my guide for everything, like for doing stuff like that. And parts of it, actually parts of Vermont and New Hampshire were a little hard to plan around. They're still taking the Corona a lot more. It's like the first wave never went away.
Oh God.
So, a lot of places didn't open till 4 o'clock because they had issues staffing people. Some places you had to wear masks. Some places, you had to wait to get a seat. You know, every place still had seating capacity restrictions. Some places wouldn't seat anybody inside. Some places you had to have reservations ahead of time. It was a little difficult to plan because you'd get like two or three spots in and then the next spot wouldn't open for 5 hours. Yeah. So I had to do a lot of changes on the fly. But
okay. The reason I asked is because like the check-ins aren't high, like 200, 100, and we're two beers in. Obviously.
Yeah.
Maybe they haven't been open very long, or maybe this area is just not, they're new to the area, or they're just maybe not being noticed enough.
Or maybe the people that go there just aren't using
Untappd. Yeah.
That's possible too. But they had a decent crowd when we got there. We were there a little later in the day. I think we went to one more brewery after that one before we called it a day.
Mm-hmm.
They seemed to be pretty popular. Like I said, it was a nice crowd. It sounded like there were regulars that the staff knew, and you know, I thought the date was on something.
This is definitely not a knock. What I'm saying, they have low check-ins, and I'm asking these questions is because we're two in already. And if this was a local brewery, to us,
I'd be there all the time. Yeah,
yeah, they're good beers.
Really good, yeah, it's a great solid IPA.
Yeah, no frills, just an IPA.
Yeah. That is good.
What the hell was I going to... I had something.
Sorry, I cut you off.
That's all right. Fuck, what was I going to say? I don't know. Must have been that important. No, I mean, it's super solid. The reservations thing. So it's funny you say that there's places that you had to have... It's so fucking hard to find places that actually take reservations right now.
Yeah.
Or, like, even before Corona. Like, I don't know what the deal is, but, like, you'll be like, oh, very rarely will you end up at a place, oh, do you have reservations? I'm like, no, because no one fucking takes them. Why would I bother calling anywhere now?
Yeah.
So, because like, we were going to go to Jim Thorpe on Friday for Rich's birthday, but then nowhere took reservations and it's busy time of year. And then she was looking for her girls trip that her and Heidi went yesterday, that she was looking for places for them to eat and no one was taking reservations. It's like, but then you show up, it's like, oh, you got an hour wait. And it's like,
what? You should have taken a reservation.
Yeah,
well, like, that was their whole thing, though, was that's how they managed their seating capacity.
Yeah.
You know, they would only seat by reservation, and then once you were in the door, you had a time limit.
Yeah.
You had to skedaddle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some places wouldn't do any indoor service at all. They set up outside, or some places wouldn't even do service at all, and it was only takeout.
Is there any breweries, without saying their names, is there any breweries that missed out an opportunity to be talked about because you walked in, you're like, there's nothing I can do here. They're either closed.
Well, I mean,
or...
if it was to that point, I just didn't go to it.
Yeah.
There was a couple that I made sure I went back to like the next day or whatever.
Yeah. The reason I ask is you have to assume anyone who's listening to your product or shopping at your establishment or going to your place, you have to assume, and not, this is not a knock, but you have to assume they're lazy. You know what I mean? Like that they're just kind of like, there's a sign, I'm going to it. But not many people are going to do what you do, where they're checking on tab, they're checking their Facebook. Like, you do your research to find like, hey, I'm going to check your website. What's your times? What can I do to get into your establishment? 80% of the world is not doing that. And then you're from not their state. So that's the reason I'm kind of grilling you is not a knock to them. Is I think if they do listen to this episode, it'd be very interesting to them as a marketing thing as how you found them and what they can do better to maybe bring more outsiders in, if that makes any sense.
Well, see, and that was another thing too. And most of the places that I talked to about it, because staffing and stuff did come up at several places.
Nah, everyone's struggling with that. Yeah, right now.
It's hard.
I was really surprised. We spent like a day and a half in the city of Burlington. So Burlington's a big college town there. There's actually two major colleges there, and one of them is actually right in the heart of downtown. And one place I could find opened before 11, and nothing else opened until 11:30. And there's like the huge downtown section. You walk through it all over the place, bars, restaurants, everywhere. I mean, and nothing opened before 11:30. It was insane.
Well, even around here, like there's a lot of places that don't open until 4. Like when when I got my tattoo finished back in June, like it was a Friday at like 11 a.m. was my appointment. So I got done around like one.
It's 3 blocks away from the fucking campus. There's no school today.
Drink. Let's go.
Yeah, it just strikes me as it strikes me as bizarre. Yeah. I can't believe that like there's students that aren't going like, dude, I'll fucking bartend.
Yeah,
we have some place to drink.
Yeah, all right.
Victoria in the chat saying, hey, what's going on, you know, Victoria? Thank you for joining us. If you're, like I said, if you guys are drinking today, what are you doing? What are you into today? Let us know. Talk with us.
All like down, like the Royers, where my tattoo shop is in Royersford, like Pottstown, all them, like all those big breweries down there, no one was open. Because I was like, at least I'm going to stop somewhere and grab some beers to bring back home, but no, for the show, but no one was open until like 4.
And then, bizarre, I got to tell you, Vermont has the politest drivers in the planet, man.
So it's the lightest in New Jersey.
Vermont, incredible. Pedestrians yielding the right of way for people to make the turn,
letting people in.
It's amazing. It actually is so common that you think you're like some. You're like, you're in Happy Days or you're reliving like a 50s flashback.
You're not driving. They're not doing 90 miles an hour up to the merge point and then mad they can't get in.
It's a common courtesy is a common virtue there. It was very pleasantly surprising and nice to deal with.
All right. So if the podcast blows up, that's where we're moving. Yep. We're moving to Vermont.
Yeah, that's our home base.
We're relocating. We're gonna buy an apartment building above Frost. We're all gonna live in it like a sitcom. We're gonna drink all day IPAs all day long.
The Bangin' Beer sitcom.
Yeah, like on the Drew Carey show where they lived above the bar. And they opened up the thing.
Could you fucking imagine if we lived above a bar?
Threw beers up to us.
I'd have been dead 10 years ago.
I'd be divorced. My wife would divorce me.
All right, this next one we got is the Starchild New Zealand IPA.
Little TBI reference here, a Starchild. You know what
I don't know, it could be a kiss
Star
reference.
Seed. Or Starchild, Star Seed, yeah. A little interdimensional.
Yeah, it could be a kiss reference, I don't know.
What is the vibe in this place, Bob? Is it like, is there a look to it? Is there a... music? What is there TVs going? Like, what are we talking about?
When I was there, this was one where you could still come in and order beers, but the actual bar room itself was closed. It was only outside seating was available. It was a beautiful sunny afternoon, like around five-ish. Like I said, it's right on the edge of what at some time must have been an apple orchard in the past. Like right along the edge of the railing, there was a couple still old crab apple trees that still were dropping apples. And it was just a nice, pleasant day.
So Victoria says, I'm drinking coffee because I'm an old lady that was out late last night. The apple blackberry sangria at Molly Maguire's last night was really nice. Were you in
Jim Thorpe last night too?
Were you in Jim Thorpe last night? So were we. We should have bumped into each other. Actually, Tori ordered the same drink. Enjoy your coffee and nurse that hangover if you got one. And thanks for hanging out. Like I said, engagement, man. Chat, comments, let's grow here. Thank you guys so much. Make sure you share it out. Let people know what you're doing here. So we said before, some of these check-ins were a little low. This is not the case for the Star Child. 3,000. Yeah. So we're like, we'll help these people out. 3,000 check-ins later. Here we are. I'll read this one off, man. Star Child, 6% ABV IPA International. So this is a New Zealand style, which I don't think I've ever had a New Zealand style.
It's the hop.
Yeah.
Starchild Supernovas with tropical aroma and flavor from abundant use of New Zealand hops. I'm gonna creep on some photos here. Ooh, that's a cool little like a skeleton key glass, like the little pint glass they have. The Stone Public House glass.
Well, they better watch their name; they might get sued.
Yep.
Oh yeah, Stone.
Apparently had the word Stone in
there. Be careful. There's
scumbags.
I'll tell you what. They're like we're used to. Really complimenting can art and like when they use art and everything's super flashy and exciting, but like I really like a simple logo sometimes. Yep. And this is a super clean, super simple. Yeah. Like I really enjoy what they're going for here.
Yeah, because there's so many times that I've bought beer based on its whatever its clever name or can art, and then it ended up being shit. So I'm like, I just like just the facts right here sometimes.
Yeah, this is fun, man. I'm jealous, Bob. I'm trying to see what it looks like inside.
They had a little section in there where you ordered where they had merchandise, too. And this was one of the few that I've been to where they actually had tin tackers for sale. So.
Oh, nice.
One room in the or one wall in the home bar at home is going to start becoming tin tacker central. I actually picked up three while I was on vacation.
Nice. I have when we redo our kitchen, I have some vintage beer serving trays. So I have a few from Yingling and
really?
Yeah. Like they're old as fuck, like from the 40s.
I have some old ones too.
I have a PBR one. and I forget.
In the pictures I sent, there was at least two places that had old ones on the wall.
Nice.
And they actually like some of their merchandise I'm looking at here, like their big one here that's coming up, Lush. They have t-shirts and stuff for it.
This is nice. I like the New Zealand. I've had a few of the New Zealand hop beers. It has like a grassiness to it. Yeah.
Well, there was that, what, the Sierra Nevada?
Yeah, that was actually what I was going to bring up. Yeah. I love those experiment packs they put out. They did like a Northern Hemisphere and Southern Hemisphere experiment pack with, there were different beers made with hops from all over the world. And it was so good, but I don't know if they still put them out or not, but they were really good. I haven't seen them.
Actually, I'm wearing one of their shirts today.
No, yeah. Nice.
They're kind of like Pilgrim. They just go off the hop.
Yeah. The hop is their logo. And then there you are in the back.
I like it. Nice. I like it a lot. Looking at their Instagram, Andy, they're right up your alley. Like, a lot of people are posting photos with, like, a beer in, like, a little creek or a river.
Oh, nice.
Where people are swimming, people are hiking. So there's, like, someone hiking and are sitting in a river with Sweet. Probably kayaking. So this is, this might be a little trip for you.
Hell yeah.
Go up there and hike and do what you got to do.
That'd be sick.
You go hike, we'll get blackout, and then you meet us there yeah. and you can join
Sounds
us.
Sounds good.
Yeah. A Lush Sickle. So they have a different version of their Lush where they do like an orange, I guess an orange creamsicle version. This is cool, man. I'm into this. This is the cool thing about the beer world. And it's not just beer. Like, the cool thing about like this network for me anyway, like the paranormal, the pro wrestling, the pop culture, it's just like you kind of just open your eyes to just more than your just local area. And it's just like, why else would we want to ever go to, like, not saying that it's not good, but like whenever would like Hinken Barrel, I can't even say it, it would be on our radar, like, we want to go visit your town because your town has something that we would want to go experience and then see what else your town has to offer. Like, people came from all over the state to go to the prison, and then when they come to the prison, because it's a ghost tour, they're like, oh, this town is fucking awesome. You know what I mean? So, like, if your brewery or your business is something that's like draws people in and then they get to experience the awesome things in the rest of your community, that's to me, that excites me. I don't know. It's maybe I'm just weird.
No, that's cool. No.
But yeah. It's super neat, man.
Speaking of visiting, what where have you been lately?
Where did I go?
Got any beers lately?
Where did I go for beers? Pilgrim?
Is that it?
That's all really. Oh no, we went to Humble Tap. Is that what you're fishing for?
I'm just seeing, figure what you're talking about. Hey, has anyone had anything in the past like week or so?
I never get to go experience. No,
that's something we need to talk about too.
The Humble Tap.
Yeah, the day you two couldn't make it, I managed.
I did a Yui
and Shepton. I was still in the building, and I managed to get a hold of him. So he turned around, and we went to the Tap Depot.
Nice.
Instead.
Yeah, food fucking off. So this is my first time in the new Humboldt Tap Depot.
Oh, it's sick, isn't it?
Dude, you need to get the band in there.
Yeah, I know, right?
Like, we need to get some bands booked. Dude, they have an indoor stage, a huge outdoor stage.
Like a billiards room?
Yeah, you can go play I want to play shuffleboard so bad.
Oh, shuffleboard.
Yeah. Pinball machine.
Shuffleboard is so frustratingly fun.
They have a Zeppelin 3 pinball machine in there.
Nice.
Yeah, like, it's so cool. I had such a good time. We got to talk to the owner. He was really nice. And he pretty much said, like, Saturdays aren't good for him because I guess they're really big with college football. Like, Penn State games are a big deal for them. He goes, but Sundays they have like a reserved room that people like, you guys can go in the room and
cool. Yeah, be sick.
And do an episode. So, yeah, well, we're going to be doing something very, very soon at the Humble Tap. The new place is beautiful. The food, unbelievable. And it's not just beer. If you're not a beer person.
Oh, they have an amazing whiskey list.
Yeah, they do whiskey flights.
Yeah. That's dangerous.
I'm not doing that. They'll never have me back. I'll take my pants off. But no,
maybe they'll ask you back for a feature.
But that's, and actually, not just whiskey. There's a lot of liquor too that is not like on the whiskey list. Mm-hmm. When they were in the old, like, because I work, for anyone who's not familiar, I work close by. I do my best to stop in once a week, and they have a pretty decent single malt scotch and bourbon selection, as well as all the other liquor. And
I love single malt scotch.
So, and that's what I started doing. I picked one end of the shelf, and every time I came in, I did the next bottle in the line. I went through all their single malts. I went through all their bourbons, and I started to go into the next one when they did the move. And
now you're like, ready to play.
So I'm like, well, you know, well, not only that, now, you know, it's been months, and they're not arranged like they were before.
And you don't have a whiskey untapped.
So I just started over.
Probably one exists.
Yeah, I'm sure there's one out there.
So I just started. I picked a corner and I started over from the beginning.
What's your favorite single malt?
There's a lot.
What stands out?
I, still partial to the one that got me started with the single malts, and I'm going to say the Macallan 12 is always going to have a special place for me.
That's one of my favorites,
that's
too.
What turned the corner for me with single malts.
Now, all right, I'm going to sound like a degenerate when I say this, but like when you order that, that's not just like a bango, call it a day. Like,
if you just bang that down, then you're a fucking asshole.
That's like a sipper, right?
Yeah. Again, for most people, just banging it down, all it's going to do is burn your throat.
Yeah, especially like if it's expensive.
there've been the cigar place up there in Drums too. They have a pretty decent. I can't remember which one it was. If it was the tap or the cigar bar, but
so there is a whiskey place that is interested in having us to do an episode.
I'm in.
And Broadhead's
up too. Yeah. So, but I know at one of those two. I actually looked at my bill and I had a $51 shot.
Yeah. Oh. Scotty would fucking kill me.
Scotch is expensive. I mean.
But, oh my god.
Yeah. No.
Macallan
12.
My balls went into my body when he. That's
You know what's funny? So Macallan.
It's like a day's work for me.
I did not. I had the Macallan 15 and I did not like it. But Macallan 12 is.
You just drank a 10-hour shift.
One of my favorites. And do you like Smokies or?
Yeah.
Lagavulin is fucking one of them.
That's a lot of good stuff there too. Yeah.
Oba. I think my favorite I've ever bought.
I've had
my
some good there Oban. Too.
It was dangerous. Like it was such a. It was complex. Like, I can't describe the flavor, but it is also ridiculously smooth. And, oh, my God.
See, they mixed it up. They weren't paying attention when they put the bottles up this time. So, I'm like, maybe six single malts in, and then all of a sudden there's three Johnny Walker bottles, and it goes back to the single malts again. So, I have one more Johnny Walker to kill before I go back to single malt land.
That's crazy.
Johnny Walker Black is decent.
I did the blue, black and the blue.
Blue is
the not other one worth the price. The gold.
Yeah. All right. Gold,
gold and green are pretty good. Because, I mean, Johnny Walker's are blends. Blue Label is the biggest just like name dropper bottle of whiskey out there. Like, it's not nearly that good for being $230 a bottle. I bought one bottle in my life. It was in Jamaica at a duty-free shop. It was $150, but it came with two Swarovski Crystal Johnny Walker Rocks glasses, and holy shit, those were probably worth that much.
Yeah,
but the whiskey itself is okay. My favorite thing ever though is when I see someone order Johnny Walker Blue at a bar, and this is, you're talking like $36 a glass, $36 to $40 a glass. No ice. Like rocks. It's like, oh my god. Why would you do that? That's probably my ghost.
Yeah, it's his ghost.
I thought I muted this. But yeah, it's like if you're gonna spend that much, taste the fucking whiskey. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So this is the last one here. This is
lush.
This seems to be their go to. They have merchandise from it where, you know, I mean, this is their big one, but they have a few. They have a Lush Boy.
A Hazy Boy.
They have a Little Lush. They have a Lush Double IPA. So
there's a Lush Double and a Lush Single.
Yeah. So this seems to be their go to, the Lush. I actually can't find just the Lush itself on their site here. I'm trying to find Lush. I can't find just Lush.
Yeah, neither can I.
So are we drinking something different than Lush?
No, it's Lush Double.
Oh, Lush Double. Okay, yeah. So we are drinking the Lush Double IPA?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Okay, we're good now.
So here we go. Before, we were like, oh, these poor guys, 200 check-ins, 35,000 check-ins for this, almost crushing, coming to 38,000 check-ins. So they're fucking doing great. Good for them. 18 of my friends have tried this, which means it is being sold in Pennsylvania. So I guess Lush is being found everywhere. Jason has had it. He's given it a 4.25.
Seven friends have had it.
Eric P. has had it at the Ales Hampton and Pizza Boy Brewing Company seems to be where people are picking this up. He gave it a 4.50. Derek Sisak gave it a 4.25. Spy of America gave it a 4.25. Yeah, this is cool, man. A lot of people, Anthony gave it a 4.25. So people are really into this. Zero Divide gave it a 4.8. Flexing his premium muscle. So, yeah, a lot of people are really, really into this beer. Jason's had it a bunch of times. I guess he bought a case of it.
Oh, that is good.
Here it is. The Lush.
Yeah.
Get some fantastic.
You know, I'm gonna clear my glass out because this seems to be a big deal here.
It's kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
Does anyone need a rinser glass?
No, but I'm opening up Bob's jackfruit.
Oh, yeah. I completely forgot to talk about that. So, Bob, we always talk about different fruit adjuncts and that we're fucking cavemen and we haven't tried half of them. So, what do we have? Papaya.
Dragon fruit.
Dragon fruit.
Like honey.
So, we have jackfruit right now. It's a dried version, so it's going to be a little different.
Yeah. So, anyone that wasn't on when we talked about jackfruits before, jackfruits are enormous.
It's like vegan beef jerky.
The smallest jackfruit I ever saw in a store was about the size of a bowling ball and weighed 12 pounds. So this is the next best thing I could come up with. I found this in a grocery store in New Hampshire.
This is good. It tastes like honey.
Mm-hmm. So, and I feel like this helps us because I really bring out the... No, you don't. You've never fucking eaten a jackfruit. Mm-hmm. How are you pulling that out? You're like, I have this flavor that I've never had. Maybe that's good. You know what I mean? So it is cool to try different fruits and different things that are used heavily in beers to be like, oh, okay, now I know what that profile is.
That's really good. It's like a honey... It's honey. It's really good.
Vegan
like
beef jerky is the greatest description. It's like eating a rubber band.
It's really good, though. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bob.
Yeah, thanks, Bob.
Cheers.
This is fantastic IPA, though. We saved the best for last.
I think so.
Like, these are all really good. This definitely stands out, though. Like, this is a fantastic double IPA.
Yeah, this is it.
Yeah, and at the 8%, it doesn't have any kind of...
Yeah, there's no booziness to
there's
it.
There's no indication that it's...
Not at all.
8.
Yeah, this will you'll be dancing after two or three of those. Even if you're not a dancer, you'll be on the floor. I said we don't really go over our scores anymore. If you want to check out our scores, head over to Untappd. Mine is Bangin' Beers Podcast Anthony, I believe is my name on there. All one word, Bangin' Beers Podcast. Actually, some people gave me friend requests, so we'll add those real quick. But then you can also check out the rest of the cast here, or the people on the show. We have Bob, which is just Bob G. Search Bob G. Bill, which is Gober86. Andrew is going to be AJ Hare. So if you want to add us on Untappd, we're all there. If you just search Bangin' Beers Podcast Anthony, every time we do an episode, I tag everyone who's at the table in it, and you'll find us easily that way. If you want to see our full in-depth scores, I don't write anything. I'm not super big on Untappd. If you definitely want a really good Untappd friend who's going to interact, Bob is your guy. Yeah, Bob is the Untappd guy.
The show, though, is one of the few... The show in Brewfest, I usually don't elaborate. It's too hard to keep up with what's going on. And
imagine trying to do audio video.
So, most of my normal check-ins have some kind of commentary, but I'm usually pretty skimpy on the show and when I'm at a beer fest.
I'm gonna go through.
I'm really bad at Untappd. Did everyone order their tickets for Brewsgiving?
I did. I actually ordered it.
Yeah, still available.
I ordered it at the bar
ordered it the one morning, and then Conlon's like, oh, are they for sale? I'm like, yeah, I bought mine this morning. He's like, oh, all right.
good to know.
When is that?
November 20th.
Fuck, I think I might have something going on that day.
At Bearfield.
I want to go. I feel like we have something going on that day.
Yeah, and that's the tag team tournament. So Brewers collaborate together and try to win the tag team tournaments. Yep.
I'm the North and Rotunda are doing something.
The
North is bringing someone else from New York, and Rotunda and Snitz Creek are doing something together.
They're almost gonna. Hey Heidi, what are you doing over there?
Eating candy.
Are you eating malted milk balls?
No, they're Hershey.
Okay. Egg. Malted milk balls are
gross. Egg.
Did you pay him yet for those, or are you just going to look at them first?
No, well, look at them first, and then make your decision.
What's in
The shoes that I'm fucking jealous that he got. Beard,
eggs. Yeah, it's all hard-boiled eggs. So,
actually, Heidi, come over to the table and show off what you got there, and what you're showing off. Sorry, this is pop culture related.
Just saved a dog across the street.
The eggs. Yeah. No, we're not worried about the shoes. We want those Hershey's eggs.
Oh. Bring the eggs
over.
Neighbor's
dog got out across the street. He tried to bite me.
He tried to bite you?
Well, he's like
lady skittish. Right,
but he like, I went to grab him. He's like, all right, calm down.
Oh, is he okay?
Yeah.
That's good.
Got out.
So these are here. You look at one.
That was sick.
So these Vans just came out with a horror movie, bunch of horror movie shoes. And these are
the twins.
This is the twins from The Shining.
Here's a cute little dog. I think his name is Mario.
Mario? That's awesome.
I think that's what he called him.
So I wanted the Nightmare on Elm Street ones, and they're gone. Yeah. And if you want them reordered on...
I ordered them at 5 o'clock in the morning on October 1st. I was like...
When cool stuff happens, you got to tell me, because I'll give you the money for it.
Did you get the Elm Street one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do they?
Yeah.
All right, give him the money.
It's no hurry.
They still do have a pair in my size of the Red Rum ones that no one really seemed to want. So I'm
the high tops.
Yeah, the high tops.
Yeah. So I was worried about that, like wearing off on the sides if I wore like.
I actually like high tops because I need ankle supports, and the Freddy ones were high tops too. Yeah. I just couldn't fucking get them.
Mm.
By the time I seen them, they were gone. One of the wrestlers had them and wore them to the show the same day. I was like depressed. I couldn't get them. I was like, you fucking scumbag. But no, they look really nice.
I was going to wear them last night to Halloween Kills, and I got yelled at.
Really? Like, yeah. Don't wear those out.
Yeah, don't wear those out. It's going to be muddy.
The cool thing about Vans is like they didn't upside. Like they're just
no.
They're like,
I was worried. I'm like, oh, they're going to be charging crazy prices for them.
They're $75
bucks. But it goes actual high top price.
Yeah, which is great because I remember like Adidas will put out like their Star Wars or Game of Thrones ones are like $200 for a pair of shoes. I'm like,
well, that's like,
that's like $150 more than I want to pay for shoes.
Like Reebok just put out Ghostbusters ones and they're all ugly, but they're also overpriced. But.
Yeah, and Vans kept them at normal prices, and they're that which is good. I like that.
Bill, what brewery? You been in any breweries past week or so?
Aside from Pilgrim, now.
No. Bob, I'm sure has been to it. Well, you said the tap. Where have you been anywhere this past week that new?
Not new. We had dinner at Sister's Cantina the other day.
Nice.
So after work. That's actually right next to the other half of the building that the Revere Brewery is in Temecula.
Yeah, I need to go cash my flight coupon he gave me at Brewfest yet.
Oh, yeah.
A nice little place for the area. They have an exceptional beer lineup. They have a small bar in the back and the regular dining room for the restaurant. And they're pretty casual. You can just go and grab your own beer out of the cooler, whatever you want. They just keep track of it.
Nice.
But for the area, they have a very good selection. Amazing hamburgers. I always get burgers when I go there.
Dude, burgers and pizza are my fucking jam. I love burgers and pizza. And chicken sandwiches are getting high on my list. Only because I eat so much disgusting fast food. I always go for the chicken sandwich.
I'm so bummed that I'm not working at Hazleton anymore because I was getting really into Popeyes.
Oh, yeah.
The spicy chicken sandwich is all fantastic. Right.
Well, we do have another episode to record, so we will get more into some other fun stuff. So we don't want to the term blow our load early, you know?
Well, I mean, I got to continue the last of where we've been.
Yeah.
So, last weekend, we went down to Columbia for the Albert Witch Festival, which is fits right into TBI.
Okay.
So the Albert Witch, they're basically mini Sasquatches that steal apples.
Like when you say mini.
Yeah, like they're like fucking Ewoks.
Oh my God.
There's one for truth. There you go.
Wait, so that we have like Ewoks in Pennsylvania who steal apples.
Yeah.
And they're called what?
Albert Witches.
Albert Witches.
Yeah. Oh, all one word, Albert Witch.
Albert
Witch. I'm sure it's some Dutch word that's probably not pronounced that way, but.
I think we just came up with a topic.
Yeah, they're basically Ewoks, but and they steal apples. But no, it's cool. We went down. That's where I got Heather, his Mothman welcome sign.
Where it looks like Mothman's getting BF'd.
Yeah, he's just fucking crouching, man.
I know, but I didn't, if you don't know their wings, it looks like someone's behind him.
No. But it was cool. They had a bunch of, there was like a ghost, like a York County like ghost Ghostbuster Society there that was like, they had legit Ghostbuster costumes. Like, I guess they do like ghost investigations, but they had like screen accurate Ghostbusters.
Someone
shit.
Has a photo of one. Like, it's fucking, of course it's grainy. Because every time someone gets a ghost or a cryptid, they got it from a 1965 phone in 2020.
That's basically the Bigfoot picture. But it's an Ewok. But, it's cool.
An Albert Witch is a local legend in the area of Columbia, Pennsylvania. This creature, the Albert Witch, is small, about 4 feet tall, man-like creature, which is supposed to live in the wooded areas. Their main residence seemed to be near Chickies Rock, a heavily wooded area, along the banks of the Susquehanna River, a mile or two north of town. They're also reported to from wooded areas along the rivers and the shores. Yeah. That's fucking crazy.
But yeah, they have a festival every year. It was pretty cool.
Well, couldn't they just be baby Sasquatches? Like,
it was your baby Squatch. So they take a sip in a strawberry river.
So the babies grow up around here, then they move up to like Oregon.
The Pacific Northwest.
Like, they make them go to school here.
They're like salmon. They get bred in Columbia, and then they're like, we got to go to Oregon.
Tenacious D in The Pick of Destiny when Jack Black eats the mushrooms and like has his trip with Sasquatch, and he's baby Sasquatch. And John C. Reilly's like the big Sasquatch.
Dude, tell me that's not the fucking cutest fucking photo of all time. The Albie.
Yeah, they're basically Ewoks.
That's so fucking awesome.
But while we were there, we went to Columbia Kettle Works. It was a nice little brewery there. They had a wide variety of styles. Everything they had was really good.
Dude, we got to go back there.
Yeah.
And then, go in the woods and look for Chickies. They go up at Chickies Rock and look for some Albies.
And then across the river in whatever the town is right across the river, it was Helena Bucket Brewing. It was a Grateful Dead themed bar. But they had a lot of really different styles too. Like, I had a really good saison. They had some I think they had a creek maybe, but it was definitely not your normal like layout of a beer.
He was there for 2 hours, heard two songs.
Yeah, Grateful Dead.
Yeah.
Well,
I just tuned him out because I fucking hate the Grateful Dead. Hell yeah.
It's like,
is this one and a half songs? It was.
Yeah, one and a half.
Like, there's that difference. Like, I don't like jam bands like that, like Fish and Grateful Dead. I just fucking can't stand them, but I'll like bands that jam, if that makes sense. Like Clutch. Yeah. Like Clutch Live will just fucking jam between their song.
And if there's any Grateful Dead fans, we're sorry. Still like us. Yeah. So we'll dive in a little more on that in the next one here, but we have four beers to choose from, boys. We're getting close to that.
I think
time.
It's unanimous beer of the night.
Lush is the number one beer of the night. So we'll just go for second place at this point. And who am I putting on the spot? Bob, I'll put you on the spot. You were there. You got Starchild, IPA. This is a hard pick. They're all good.
It's hard because everything was fantastic. I guess I'm going to stay old school and I'm going to see the...
Oh, they got rearranged.
Yeah, there we go. Lager number two.
That's my choice too. Yeah, I mean, just the drinkability and just be able to like... That's just a great to have in the fridge all the time beer.
Agreed. I wish that can be piped into my house.
When everyone's conception of light beer is Coors Light and Miller Light, it doesn't have to be that way. No, like, that is fantastic.
It's a good beer.
Because it keeps the flavor, the ABV is down, and it's just a nice, crispy drinker.
I really like the IPA. No frills, just IPA. But for me, for third place, I'm going to go Starchild. I thought Starchild was a good one.
Yeah, I'll second the Starchild.
So Steven Durash Jr. says album GD is good. So we got heat already. Steven, listen, it's not for everybody, you know. Not everyone. I personally,
hey, that's not hate. He's just stating his opinion. Yeah. Anyone who likes the Dead, good for you. If you like the Dead,
but
great.
I'm very jam session heavy. Yeah, but I agree. Cool. Well, listen. Feedback is good. Just talk shit every now and then and people interact. So I like it, you know? Like, fuck that. They're like, wait a minute, man. But thank you for joining in at that one point in time.
It's not my cup of tea.
Like, I like their story, like how they became a band and
how Jerry Garcia joined the Assassin's Creed and cut his finger off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or even like all the Bob Weir of it, like how he joined the band. He was like in high school and wanted to drop out and like his parents went to Jerry Garcia and said, you got to talk him into dropping out of high school. Like, he needs to graduate. So then Jerry said, you can join the band, but you have to graduate high school first.
That's awesome. How many original members are left? Does anyone know that? R. Steven, you can help us out.
I think maybe three, because I think... I don't remember.
I don't know my Grateful Dead history. I just know they're not my thing.
Yeah. Where are you going with number two, Bill? Third place, Bill.
Third place. It's probably Starchild.
Starchild, Bob?
That's why I already went there.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Yep, Starchild number three. You can't go wrong with the IPA either. I really liked it. All great beers. Frost, you guys are killing it. You definitely have you're on the radar. I think we're gonna make a trip up there one day. When we venture up that side. I love the fact that, like, I hope we get popular enough that we don't have to, like, work 9-to-5 jobs and we can just travel around and drink beers. I listened to an interview. This is kind of going to lead into my plug here, and then we'll get out of here. I listened to an interview with Chris Van Fleet, who is a pretty big deal. He's a big podcaster interview. He's doing a great job. Over 300,000 subscribers on YouTube. And he agreed to do interviews with our Tornado Tag podcast, which is pretty dope. He did an interview with a Beer Bros show. They're called Beer Bros, but they're really popular. I guess they're one of the top beer shows. And they just, like, their sponsors and advertisers, like, yo, travel all over the country and go to different places and drink beers. And they're kind of like, they're way more over the top than us. But, like, they're like, so do you ever fuck a stripper? Like, they're like they're super crazy, which is kind of fun. I would definitely enjoy a beer with them. But yeah, so like that would be like a dream, like travel around and imagine like if we had like a bus and we just show up and they're like, all right, here's a wrestling show, go drink beers, and then there's like a fucking Bigfoot in the woods you can talk about, like, and just go from town to town, like, show us your wrestling, show us your beer, and show us where your spooky shit is. We'll take it from here,
and then everything else is just watching movies on the bus and talking about
fucking nailed it. I love it.
Nice.
And this guy here, like, did 300 push-ups back in 1965. Get on interviews with everyday people. Yeah, I mean, like, that'd be great just to have this like a giant RV that we fucking travel the country in and interview people. And that can happen with your help, listeners. help us get there. Just share. Like, why aren't you famous yet? Because you haven't shared my shit. You ever see that TikTok? Anyway, Bob, what do you got to plug?
Today we're going to plug the Frost Brewworks, Hinesburg, Vermont.
What's the food situation like there? I didn't ask that question. I'm sorry.
They sold, again, because of the corona restrictions, I'm not sure what they do normally. They did sell several snacks at the bar. I assume that there's a food truck thing that goes on there. They're pretty popular up there as well. But the day I was there, there was no normal food service in-house. But again, a great place, as we've seen here, great beers. Everything I had while I was there was fantastic. Friendly staff, well worth your time.
Yep. Bill, what do you got?
I was going to say order tickets for Brewsgiving if you didn't eat yet.
Tip your mic down just a hair. If you have the Titan, you can do these.
I would just order tickets to Brewsgiving if you didn't yet.
What's your hat today?
I don't know. It's just has a ghost on it.
No, I don't know. It was like a fright rag.
No, because it's just spooky season. Although they did re-release the Halloween.
All of them.
The dad hat, which I ordered, which should be here.
Nikolai was wearing it yesterday.
Monday.
Mm-hmm. And I got the new Halloween Kills pin where his mask is half on fire. Andy, what do you got?
October 29th and 30th, the Strikers come out to the covers, two shows at Almost Halloween. Covers nights. There's a bunch of awesome talented musicians doing some cool stuff. My band Faith in Exile is doing a Killswitch Engage set to headline the 30th show, so come on out.
I'm just going to plug the network or iwbpnetwork.com. Check out all of our great shows. Welcome Back, Higher Than Other Words, We Like Wrestling Podcasts, and a ton of others. Leave us a review. Helps us out so much. If you are watching live, a share helps us so much. It doesn't cost you anything to hit a share button. If you are a baller or you got a couple extra bucks, we do have merch pages. We just opened up a new merch page called from Redbubble. So it is on our link tree. If you go to our link tree, which is also on our links below, there's hats on there. There's dresses. There's clock. You can buy a clock. Like, it's fucking silly what's on. We're like Kiss. Like, we'll be on anything if the website puts it on there. and it just helps us grow. Like I said, we use the money to get better equipment to try to make the show look and sound better. We just added new lights. I learned how to do lighting a little better, so it's not just a giant beam of light on our heads. If it's better, let us know. If it sucks, tell us too. Feedback helps so much. It is really hard to create like this and just kind of screaming into the void and you don't get much feedback. And the craziest thing I get is, I see your posts, you're killing it, but I don't have time to listen, which is fine. Just share it then. It helps. Just like, because you may not be in the podcast, but somebody else might be. And a lot of people don't realize there's local podcasts in the area. You know, they support the big name celebrity podcast because it's easier for them to find it. So if they know something local and they can support local business and local people, it's awesome. So thank you guys so much. I'm going to talk about the Office Festival on the next one. So if people are tuning in that I met at that festival and they're like, well, you didn't talk about it, we're going to do it in the next episode because we have trying to keep it into a certain time frame. But that'll do it for Bang & Bruce Podcast. We're out of here. Thank you guys so much. Tune in next Sunday for the pre-recorded episode that we'll have out, and we'll see you next time. Bye.